at 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook. Each week at this time, we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll joins us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, students from the Cape Cod Academy have organized a benefit concert. They're calling it Shelter from the Storm. It's not the first time they've done this, right?
No, this is the sixth year that they've done that. They get students from high schools all over the Cape to come together to do this concert. The first few years, it was for the NOAA shelter, and this year they are doing the homeless veterans. They did that group last year, and they raised $11,000 to help them. They've got more than 200 dancers, singers, and other performers that are going to come together Friday night at Cape Cod Community College, plus an Indian dance group and O Positivo, which is a band from Brazil. The tickets are only $5, but donations, of course, are welcome, and there's a lot of student talent on that stage.
And the Provincetown Arts Association and Museum is screening a new documentary this weekend by a Cape filmmaker, and the film has an art focus, is that right?
Yes, art historians trace the birth of modern art back to this 1913 exhibition in New York. It was at the 69th Regimental Armory in Manhattan. That took place on February 17th, 1913, so exactly 100 years later. The Provincetown Art Association and Museum is going to do a new documentary on artist Marcel Duchamp and his role in that show. Richard Miller is a Cape resident, and he's worked for 3 years with his wife to put together this film. It's based partly on some film that was taken at the 50th anniversary of the show and all kinds of archival information that they've been able to put together. This is the first time his movie's going to be seen by the public, and that'll be at 2:30 on Sunday at the Provincetown Museum.
And Kathy, we have a couple of theater shows for the family to choose from this weekend.
It's school vacation week, yes. So there are all kinds of things going on. We've got all kinds of listings in Cape Week, including these two theater shows. Both Eventide Arts and Dennis and Harwich Junior Theater are doing plays that are based on really well-loved books that are a little bit more serious than maybe the typical family fare, but still entertaining. Eventide Arts in Dennis is doing a musical version of The Little Prince, which is one of the best-selling books of all time. It's about a little prince who lives on an asteroid but explores other parts of the universe and talks about life with the creatures he meets there, including an aviator who crash-landed in the Sahara Desert. Then Harwich Junior Theater is doing The Giver, which is based on an award-winning book by Lois Lowry. It's set in what's supposedly a utopian future, where there's no pain, no war, no crime, but there are also no choices, no color, no love. And everything is actually going to be gray on that stage, I'm told. And it's based on a 12-year-old boy is chosen to be the receiver of all memories of what happened in the past, and he has to decide whether that's really a good idea. Those shows are going all weekend, and then various performances next week and the next weekend, and then The Giver also continues into March.
And looking ahead, next week the Nantucket Film Festival is trying something new. Tell us about this.
Well, they've been a summer event for 17 years, but it's the first time they're going to be offering a winter film series. They're joining up with Dreamland Film and Performing Arts Center, and the first one they're going to be doing is next Thursday, the 21st. It's called Oma and Bella. It's a documentary about two Holocaust survivors who, of course, have awful stories to tell, but they've also got a great sense of humor, and they share a love of really good food. The film was made by Alexa Karolinsky. She's the granddaughter of one of the women in the movie, and she's actually going to do a Q&A session by Skype at a reception after the movie. And then the festival and Dreamland are going to do two other movies in March and April, but those haven't been decided yet.
To find out more about these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.